From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. World Health Organization calling for the immediate evacuation of hundreds of sick and wounded people from eastern Aleppo and Syria. WHO estimates children comprise about one-third of the hundreds of civilians killed and wounded over the past 2 weeks. President Obama has strongly condemned what he called the barbarous Russian and Syrian airstrikes on civilians in eastern Aleppo, U.S. pushing Russia to pressure its close ally, President Bashar al-Assad, to honor a ceasefire and led U.N. relief convoys into Aleppo. Russia and the Syrians say they are targeting terrorists with their airstrikes. During a eulogy at the funeral of the late Israeli leader, President Obama said Shimon Peres's determination to coexist with Palestinians is in the hands of Israel's new generation.
The region is going through a chaotic time. Threats are ever present. And yet he did not stop dreaming and he did not stop working.
Mr. Obama praised Peres as one of the giants of the 20th century and likened him to leaders like Nelson Mandela and Queen Elizabeth. Peres suffered, that is, a severe stroke 2 weeks ago. He died on Wednesday at the age of 93. European Union environment ministers in Brussels have unanimously approved the ratification of the 2015 Paris Peace Agreement on climate change. For the climate deal to take effect, 55 countries that collectively produce 55% of global greenhouse emissions must sign onto it. After 1 month, the agreement would go into force. This is VOA News. Colombians voting at a referendum on Sunday on whether to ratify a historic peace accord to end the 52-year war between the state and the communist FARC rebels. The accord will effectively end what is seen as the last major armed conflict in the Western Hemisphere. The war has killed hundreds of thousands, displaced millions. Stakes are high. The Colombian government says it has no plan B if voters reject the accord, but polls indicate that it will pass by a wide margin. Daniela is a student. She says she plans to vote yes. She says they've gone through difficult things, she said, and it's important to forgive people. Colombians, they say, are sick of war, even though many resent making concessions to the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that is FARC, which some foreign powers have classified as a terrorist group. If asking Google about how to register to vote translates into votes, the search giant has some good news for U.S. Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton. According to Google, the amount of searches for the Spanish phrase on registering to vote spiked by 2,200% over the past week. Register to vote in English only saw about a 430% jump. That would suggest Hispanics are at least interested in possibly voting for Hillary Clinton. A poll conducted last week by the Wall Street Journal, NBC News, and Telemundo found that Clinton enjoys a 48-point lead over her rival Donald Trump among likely Hispanic voters. The Rosetta spacecraft's 12-year mission studying a comet came to an end on Friday. It crashed onto the surface of that comet as planned. Rosetta, the first space probe to circle a comet, was ordered to fire its thrusters for 208 seconds, slip out of orbit, and collide onto the icy surface of that comet known as 67P. Patrick Martin is the mission manager.
Rosetta mission was inspiring to many, was historic, was pioneering, and revolutionizing at the moment how we understand comets and the solar system.
Before it crashed, Rosetta collected and transmitted a final collection of data and photos, including some close-up images of the comet's surface. The spacecraft, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2004, sent a probe onto the surface of the comet in November of 2014. That mission was considered the agency's most ambitious. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.